Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, the Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing good, Neil. The topic for today is discussion from the International COVID Summit and the opinions of Dr. Robert Malone. Who is Dr. Robert Malone? Few topics are more hotly discussed right now than anything and everything COVID-related. Dr. Robert Malone shares the important science behind the current COVID vaccines that often gets left out of the discussion. He shares his perspectives on the one-size-fits-all medical solutions being proposed today, government mandates, and the fear-based messaging we are sold, which have massively impacted the state of the world. Dr. Malone is an internationally recognized scientist and one of the most qualified people to speak on this topic. He is an American virologist and immunologist and is a key architect of the mRNA vaccine technology, as well as the discoverer of in vitro and in vivo RNA transfection, which he was at the Salt Institute in 88. He has extensive research and developmental expertise and experience in the areas of vaccines, gene therapy, biodefense, immunology, discovery research, and clinical trials. His discoveries in the mRNA non-viral delivery systems are considered the key to the current COVID-19 vaccine strategies. Dr. Malone holds numerous fundamental domestic and foreign patents in the fields of gene delivery, gene formulations, and vaccines. This information is crucial to establish his credibility on such an important topic. It is astounding that people try to discredit doctors and scientists like Dr. Malone in a way to shut down any dissenting voice to the common mainstream narrative. The FDA's Vaccines and Related Biologic Products Advisory Committee, VRBPAC, voted in September of 21 to authorize a third booster for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID shot for commentary for people over the age of 65 and other high-risk individuals. Keep in mind that the shot you actually receive is still the Pfizer shot that is under EUA, extended emergency use, not the fully approved commentary. While these may be interchangeable, they are not identical from a legal standpoint. Commentary does not have EUA liability shielding, whereas the EUA Pfizer shot does. While the VRBPAC voted to approve a booster for high-risk individuals and those over the age 65, the CDC's expert advisory committee did not. The CDC advisory committee actually voted against recommending a booster for high-risk individuals based on their profession or living conditions, stating that only those over the age 65 should be eligible for a booster. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, however, decided not to listen to her own experts. On September the 24th, she simply overruled the CDC's expert panel and went ahead with a recommendation to issue a booster dose for adults at high risk of infection due to their profession or living conditions. This is only the second time in CDC's history that its own ACIP advisory panel has been overruled. The FDA and CDC are increasingly beyond the law. They don't feel the need to comply in any way, even lip service really, with policies, procedures, legal requirements, or anything else. They pretty much are comfortable in doing whatever it is that they want to do, Malone said. I disagree that this is good policy at multiple levels. It is not good science. Malone touched briefly on the origin of SARS-CoV-2, which he says appears to have come from a lab. The information linking the genetic characteristics of the parent virus to what strongly appears to be a genetically engineered strain, this is all a smoking gun for gain of function research. It's increasingly difficult to come to any conclusion other than this originated in a laboratory, and it originated in a laboratory that was funded by the NIH, NIAID, and that it was research performed in the Wuhan lab in China. So conflict of interest are problematic, such as the inherently conflicted nature of the CDC. The CDC has a mission to promote vaccines and vaccine uptake, Malone said, but also vaccine safety. These are in conflict, and the agency is focused on vaccine promotion, not careful evaluation of vaccination safety data. Going forward, he says, the CDC should be split into two parts so that vaccine program promotion can be separated from their safety monitoring. The media and government officials continue to parrot the narrative that the pandemic is one of the unvaccinated, even though breakthrough cases or vaccine failures continue to rise. As of October the 12th, the CDC stated that 31,895 people who were fully injected and vaccinated against COVID-19 were hospitalized or died from COVID-19. The vaccines do not protect you from infection, virus replication, and shedding. And just because you've had the jab doesn't mean you're not going to infect anybody else, he said. And further, he believes that by reducing symptoms of illness while allowing viral replication to continue, the injections increase the likelihood that vaccinated people will become super spreaders of COVID-19. There's a wrinkle to this. A case can be made because the vaccines are providing protection from serious illness. So in general, if you get infected with Delta and you've been vaccinated, you have as much virus replication in your body as the unvaccinated person, but you're not going to feel sick. What does that translate to? Oh, I can just go to work, right? So if you think it through, the vaccinated are actually the ones that are creating the highest risk for everybody because they're still able to be infected, replicate the virus at least at the level, if not higher, than the unvaccinated. They're still shedding the virus all over the place, but they feel good. And so they are, by definition, set up to be super spreaders. Malone believes that many people submitted to the shots because of an unspoken social contract. And that was, despite what you may have heard about the risk of some of these products and the fact that we admittedly did rush them, we're protecting your health. If you take these products, you will be safe. That's the social contract. Despite all these other concerns, you will be safe and you won't have to retake them. You'll be protected. People believe that they had a shield if they bought in and did this. The idea was self-sacrifice for the common good. If you submit to the experimental shots, you would not only be personally protected, but you would also protect your community, and we could all recover and get back to a sense of normalcy. Except people got the shots and normalcy has not returned. People have been harmed by vaccine-induced adverse events and deaths, and normal in the sense of the word prior to 2020 has not returned. Malone predicts that as the shots' effectiveness wanes, we're going to see an increasing caseload of vaccinated people still getting COVID-19 and being hospitalized and dying as a result. He puts the new peak at around January or February of the coming year. At that point, and moving forward, he said, people will have to come to terms with the fact that the vaccinated are still being hospitalized and dying. The social contract will be rendered a sundry. It will be destroyed. And then people are going to have to come to terms with the fact that they've been misled and lied to. One of the action items Malone took home from the International COVID Summit is one that we've been talking about for years. Optimize your vitamin D levels. Malone said, it is abundantly clear that many people are deficient in vitamin D and can benefit from increasing their levels. Data from grassroots health D-Action studies suggest that the optimal level for health and disease prevention is between 60 and 80 nanograms per milliliter, with the cutoff for sufficiency appears to be at least 40. You've been given so much of a fear message, just fear and fear and fear. And frankly, that's in the interest of big media. That's how they sell their product. You don't have to be afraid. For children, unless your children have major pre-existing conditions, the probability of them getting death or severe disease is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent. It is tiny, and frankly, particularly in male children, getting damaged from the vaccine is higher than that. It's still a fraction of a percent. He's echoed the words of a growing number of doctors who are trying to get the word out about the importance of early treatment. If you have upper respiratory symptoms, first, don't just assume it's COVID-19. Get a test, and if it's positive, find a doctor who will give you early treatment, and the probability of you ending up in the hospital or dying is tiny. Malone is also part of the Global COVID Summit, which is an international alliance of doctors and scientists who are committed to speaking the truth to power the COVID pandemic research and treatment. They're amassing a fully curated body of information geared toward medical professionals, but everyone can view their data online. They believe that people are dying from COVID-19 due to being denied early life-saving treatment, and have created the declaration to give physicians back their rights to treat their patients and for patients to have the right to receive those treatments without fear of interference, retribution, or censorship by government, pharmacies, pharmaceutical corporations, and big tech. As of October the 14th, more than 12,000 doctors and scientists have signed the declaration. Because Malone and others who have spoken out against COVID-19 propaganda are facing a hostile press that's attacking their reputations and demeaning them, they're fighting back in the best way they can by continuing to share the truth. By providing people with real information, Malone says, we're determined that we're going to break this wall of reinforcing the dominant narrative and whatever the government says. So that's my program today with ideas from Dr. Robert Malone and discussions at the International COVID Summit. Tell all your friends and neighbors and family to listen to this and other programs which give you truth just below the surface. My podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. No caps, no spaces. And go back in our archives and pick up all the previous podcasts that we've given you from experts who aren't afraid to tell the truth. Neil, thanks a lot.
All right, Brent, when that was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show, guys, take care.